రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 17 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 10 అండ్ 11. ఐ విల్ జస్ట్ చాంట్. యస్య రాష్ట్రే ప్రజా సర్వాస్
యస్య రాష్ట్రే ప్రజా సర్వాస్
యస్య రాష్ట్రే ప్రజా సర్వాస్
యస్య రాష్ట్రే ప్రజా సర్వాస్
రస్యంతే సాధ్వి అసాధుభిః
రస్యంతే సాధ్వి సదాభిః
రస్యంతే సాధ్వి అసాధుభిః
సర్వే
రస్యంతే సాధ్వి అసాధుభిః
రస్యంతే సాధ్వి అసాధుభిః
తస్య మత్తస్య నాశ్యంతి
తస్య మత్స్యంస నాశ్యంతి
తస్య మత్తస్య నాశ్యంతి
తస్య మత్స్యంస నాశ్యంతి
కీర్తిరాయుర్ భగో గతిః
కీర్తిరాయుర్ భగో గతిః
కీర్తిరాయుర్ భగో గతిః
కీర్తిరాయుర్ భగో గతిః
ఏష రాజ్యాం పరో ధర్మో
ఏష రాజ్యాం పరో ధర్మో
ఏష రాజ్యాం పరో ధర్మో
ఏష రాజ్యాం పరో ధర్మో
యార్తనామ ఆర్తి నిగ్రహ
యార్తనామ తి నిగ్రహ
యార్తనామ ఆర్తి నిగ్రహ
యార్తనామ ఆర్తి నిగ్రహ
అత ఏనం వదిష్యామి భూతద్రహం అసత్తమం
భూతద్రహం అసత్యమం
భూతద్రహం అసత్తమం
భూతం ధరం అసత్తమం
వర్డ్ బై వర్డ్
Yasya.
One whose.
Rashtre.
In the state. Prajaha.
Living beings.
Sarvaha. One and all.
Trasyante.
Are terrified.
Sadvi.
O chaste one. Asadubihi. By the miscreants.
Tasya.
His. Mattasya. Of the illusion. Nashyanti. Vanishes. Kirtihi.
Fame.
Ayuhu. Duration of life. Bhagaha.
Fortune.
Gatihi. Good rebirth. Eshaha.
These are.
Ragyam.
Of the kings.
Paraha.
Superior.
Dharmaha.
Occupation.
He.
Certainly.
Artanam.
Of the sufferers.
Arti.
Sufferings.
Nigraha.
Subduing.
Ataha.
Therefore.
Enam.
This man.
Vadishyami.
I shall kill.
Bhutadruham. Revolter against other living beings. Asattamam.
The most wretched.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
O chaste one, the king's good name, duration of life and good rebirth vanish when all kinds of living beings are terrified by miscreants in his kingdom. It is certainly the prime duty of the king to subdue first the sufferings of those who suffer. Therefore, I must kill this most wretched man because he is violent against other living beings. Please repeat. O chaste one.
O just one,
the king's good name, duration of life, and good rebirth,
vanish,
when all kinds of living beings
are terrified
by miscreants in his kingdom. It is certainly the prime duty
of the king
to subdue first
the sufferings of those
who suffer.
Therefore,
I must kill
this most wretched man
because he is violent
against other living beings.
Purport. When there is some disturbance caused by wild animals in a village or town, the police or others take action to kill them. Similarly, it is the duty of the government to kill at once all bad social elements such as thieves, dacoits and murderers. The same punishment is also due to animal killers because the animals of the state are also the praja. Praja means one who has taken birth in the state, and this includes both men and animals. Any living being who takes birth in a state has the primary right to live under the protection of the king. The jungle elements are also subject to the king, and they also have a right to live. So what to speak of domestic animals like the cows and bulls? Any living being, if he terrifies other living beings, is a most wretched subject, and the king should at once kill such a disturbing element. As the wild animal is killed when it creates disturbances, similarly any man who unnecessarily kills or terrifies the jungle animals or other animals must be punished at once. By the law of the Supreme Lord, all living beings in whatever shape they may be are the sons of the Lord, and no one has any right to kill another animal unless it is so ordered by the codes of natural law. The tiger can kill a lower animal for his subsistence, but a man cannot kill an animal for his subsistence. That is the law of God, who has created that law that a living being subsists by eating another living being. Thus, the vegetarians are also living by eating other living beings. Therefore, the law is that one should live only by eating specific living beings as ordained by the law of God. The Isha Upanishad directs one that one should live by the direction of the Lord and not at one's sweet will. A man can subsist on varieties of grains, fruits and milk ordained by God. There is no need of animal food, save and except in particular cases. The illusion king or executive head, even though sometimes advertised as a great philosopher and a learned scholar, will allow slaughterhouses in the state without knowing that torturing poor animals clears the way to hell for such foolish kings or executive heads. The executive head must always be alert to the safety of the praja, both man and animal, and inquire whether a particular living being is harassed at any place by another living being. The harassing living being must at once be caught and put to death, as shown by Maharaj Parikshit. The people's government or government by the people should not allow killing of innocent animals by the sweet will of foolish government men. They must know the codes of God as mentioned in the revealed scriptures. Maharaj Parikshit quotes here that according to the codes of God, the irresponsible king or state executive jeopardizes his good name, duration of life, power and strength, and ultimately his progressive march towards a better life and salvation after death. Such foolish men do not even believe in the existence of a next life. While commenting on this particular verse, we have in our presence the statement of a great modern politician who has recently died and left his will, which discloses his poor fund of knowledge of the codes of God mentioned by Maharaj Parikshit. The politician was so ignorant of the codes of God that he writes, "I do not believe in such ceremonies, and to submit to them, even as a matter of form, would be hypocrisy and attempt to delude ourselves and others. I have no religious sentiments in the matter. Contrasting these statements of a great politician in the modern age with those of Maharaj Parikshit, we find a vast difference. Maharaj Parikshit was pious according to the scriptural codes, whereas the modern politician goes by his personal belief and sentiments. Any great man of the material world is, after all, a conditioned soul. He is bound by his hands and feet by the ropes of material nature. And still, the foolish conditioned soul thinks of himself as free to act by his whimsical sentiments. The conclusion is that people in the time of Maharaj Parikshit were happy and the animals were given proper protection because the executive head was not whimsical or ignorant of God's law. Foolish, faithless creatures try to avoid the existence of the Lord and proclaim themselves secular at the cost of valuable human life. The human life is especially meant for knowing the science of God. But foolish creatures, especially in this age of Kali, instead of knowing God scientifically, make propaganda against religious belief as well as the existence of God. Even though they are always bound by the laws of God, by the symptoms of birth, death, old age and disease. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Yasya Rashtre Praja Sarvas Trasyante Sadvi Asadubhi Tasya Mattasya Nashyanti Kirtira Yurbhago Gatihi Esharagyam Paro Dharmo Yartanam Arti Nigraha Ata Enam Vadishyami Bhutardraham Asattamam. O chaste one, the king's good name, duration of life and good health, good rebirth vanish when all kinds of living beings are terrified by miscreants in his kingdom. It is certainly the prime duty of the king to subdue first the sufferings of those who suffer. Therefore, I must kill this most wretched man because he is violent against other living beings. So here Parikshit Maharaj is letting us know how we have to follow the codes of law set by the God himself. Very interestingly, it sets a real idealistic state, in front of our eyes. If you imagine, if the present day kings, they take up from this instruction of Bhagavatam, that definitely there will be peace, happiness and prosperity everywhere. Every living entity is allowed to live unless he is an aggressor. You can kill an aggressor. Somebody attacks you, tries to attack you, then in self-defense we can do that. But not whimsically, just because we don't like. Like there is some particular community who, when they see a particular animal, they just, go mad and they want to kill that animal at any cost. It's so disgusting to even, think like that. Because some previous yuga, some of that animal killed something like that, some story they make up, and then, sometimes we say that why should the son suffer because of father's crimes? We just put this argument. Why should the son? Of course, son is connected with the father by way of karma, And sometimes you have to take the karma of your father also, you know. Like father has to take the karma of the son. But when it comes to animal kingdom, the really, really pathetic situation, you know, we just cutting out all the, for example, so many animals live surviving on some forest produce, you know. And then when you are killing, you are just finishing the forest itself, cutting the trees, you know, making buildings in the sea, capturing the land of the sea, you know. And so many atrocities going on. And Prabhupada is very, very clear here, you know, he just says they should be immediately killed. And now, of course, they are passing more and more laws that we should not do that, but that's not helping. That's not helping, because, see, the whole thing was set up by the God himself like that. If you see all the old Puranas, you know, somebody does something, he's punished. And the punishment is most of the time death. And the death is to help that person. That people don't understand. Death is to help that person get rid of all the accruing sinful reactions, you know. You've done something wrong, so now you are due for punishment. So the law of God says you punish him now itself. Otherwise in the next life, he'll have to be, you know, suffering. He'll have to suffer from the same person again. So it is in the good of the person, you know. Some, of course, people will say, oh, this is cruelty and this. So this is as a deterrent, you know. It's a deterrent. Why is it that when people see that the government is strict on that, the chances are less that they will commit that sin, you know, because they know the punishment. But now they know that, oh, you can carry on for some time, even if you are given some life imprisonment, you can still get out. If you are given death penalty, you can still, you know, do something, this appeal, that appeal. Nobody appeals to the Supreme Lord, you know, just, you know, we just keep on from this court to that court, Supreme Court. But what about the supermost court? That's where the real decision is taken. What should be done? And nobody is bothered about that. You know, everybody is bothered about some cop giving ticket and this and that, you know. But the cop sitting in our heart, the biggest witness, he is noting down every single thing that we are feeling, willing, doing. And he awards the punishment accordingly, you know. So sometimes when we get hit, as people say, you know, oh, I did not deserve it, but I got hit. So the answer to that is you definitely deserved it. This law is not like a police law, you know, you just catch somebody because you have to complete your quota, you know. The traffic police will come and stop you. Like it happened with me when I was just very new in Bangalore, you know, I had a moped two-wheeler. I just brought about 3-4 days back, you know, and the policeman gets down from his jeep on the road, you know, in Bangalore. And I am the first person approaching, and he stops me. And he says, give me your, what's your name? And he starts writing, you know. I said, show me your license. I give him the license, and then I ask him, sir, what's the problem? We'll find out the problem. He says, you know, first give me all the details. And I was resisting. I said, why you want to know details, you know? Father's name. And he says, I told you. Anyway, early morning, who will like to fight with a policeman? So I said, okay. So what's the problem? He looked around, you know, he saw the paper is all right, register paper is all right, license is all right. Now what to find? So he goes around the vehicle. Vehicle is new. And he says, wow, I found out. Your number plate, you know, the letter should be 2.5 inches. It is only 2 inches. And I said, sir, this is, instead of telling me this, you should tell this to the dealer, you know, because I brought it from there. He put the thing. I've not done anything. No, that's not my duty. You should go and tell him. It's for you to find out. So that was like a big lesson. That ignorance is no bliss. Okay? So, as I said, you know, they will just They want, because he has been given a book and he has to fill the book by evening, otherwise he doesn't get his increment or whatever, you know, promotion. So this is how we work. But in God's court, nothing like that. God doesn't want, why he wants more souls again, you know, recirculating. He's not had enough. He, of course, he'll be happy if we want to go back to him. Then he'll welcome. But he knows that this person has never even looked at me, and so what is the chances of his remembering me at the time of death? Like just this morning only one Mataji asked me a question. She says, I love Krishna very much, you know. And I read that if at the time of leaving my body, if I call his name, then he will take me back. But she says, the problem is, you know, I love him so much that I sometimes call him with, you know, not directly Krishna. I'll just call him with some, you know, as lovers call each other, then some name like that. So if I don't say Krishna, but I say something Kana or something, will I be still taken back? And I wrote back to her, I said, Mataji, it's not what you say. It's your consciousness. Krishna says, whatever state of mind you are, I will accordingly grant the next body. So I said, if you practice whole life, and I suggested that you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, at least 16 rounds every day. When you have time, when you don't have time, at least chant 4, 5, 1, 2. But if you have time, you are on vacation, nothing, or you are a home, I mean, what they say, homemaker, just do it. So I don't know. I suggested, now she has not yet replied. She will reply and I will find out what is going on. But the point is, it is the consciousness which is important. Yeah, Girish Prabhu is talking about Ajamil. Of course, Ajamil, both the things were there. You know, in his back of his mind, he was a devotee. Because he was a devotee, so 2.40 in Bhagavad Gita. Whatever you do in this direction, Krishna says, will not go waste. So even if you are a devotee for one day in your life, it may still help you when you are in trouble. You know, it still help you. So never discount what we are doing, you know, in devotional service. This is a direct deposit in our saving bank or in our recurring deposit bank, you know. Recurring deposit, but the amount is flexible. You keep on depositing, you know, and then the interest starts, and then on interest, so compound interest, you know. That's the beauty of Krishna consciousness. That's the beauty of devotional service. Okay. So, I'd like to stop here. If you have any question, comment, we can take it up. Thank you very much. Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.